Today is Monday, September 25th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Quesadilla Day. It's also National Lobster Day. And it's National Comic Book Day. Let's see, on September 25th, National Comic Book Day honors the art, artists, and stories of comic books. Fans, collectors, readers, and artists come together to celebrate the day with events across the country. I think you can get a free comic book at various bookstores and comic stores and things like that. The way to observe this day is to share your collections and artwork to spread the love, attend a convention, visit a comic book store. I don't think we have a comic book store here. Like, I don't know of one. Study the art of comic books, explore the styles and artistry, create your own comic book, or read about the history and how the medium changed and evolved. So, you know, I'm not a fan of comic books. I've never been a reader of comic books. I like actual, I mean, not that a comic book is not a book. I don't want to offend anyone or anything like that. But I have always liked books with words and no art, really. Like really long, thick, 1,000-page fantasy books with just words and no pictures at all. Maybe a couple of maps, something like that, but you know. So yeah, you guys had a week of Pride 48 recordings because I took a break because, oh my gosh. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who made the event what it was. It was a great event. We probably had a maximum. I was looking. It was between 70 and 80 listeners at the max at our highest point during the weekend. We had several high points during the weekend of listeners. They would kind of ebb and flow. You know, the beginning is always a lot. The end is always a lot. There are a few shows that draw a lot. But I would say it stayed 40 or 50 for most of the weekend. So it was good. And, you know, that may not sound like a lot, but if you think about it really for live events, when you're doing a podcast, they say that a lot of times you only get maybe 1 to 2% of your audience, you know, as someone who will come and join a live event. So, you know, for small podcasts, that's a pretty big number. I'm not saying that all the podcasts were small, but anyway, so yeah, it was really fun. I have talked about this already. So anyway, I pre-recorded. So I did my very first live show, as I've talked about, just all by myself. So I believe I did do Geeky Gay at both of the New Orleans in-person events. But the first one, I think I had co-hosts. I had Joey Buhecker and John Ong. And then the second one, because I didn't have another podcast that I was in. Well, I had Butt First. I had the Survivor recap. No, that's the Big Brother recap. I had Survivors Ready and Butt First, so I think I did have another, but during those New Orleans events, I was pretty much doing Geeky Gay, and then I would do like a recap show, and now I'm back to, you know, three different podcasts that I do, Geeky Gay, Mix Minus, or The Mix, and Throwing Down, and I got rid of the recap shows because they weren't getting the listeners that I wanted, and it was just extra work that, you know, and corralling people to record and all that kind of stuff. It just became work. But anyway, so it was my first one doing with no co-host, just myself. And so I decided to do 5 episodes during that 1 hour because I keep these episodes between 10 and 12 minutes generally. And if you have 60 minutes, you can actually do, you know, 5 12-minute episodes. And fit that in to exactly 60 minutes, actually, if you do the math. But I accomplished it. I think some of them were 10 minutes. I think the last one might have been 13 or 14 minutes. I can't remember. But I was proud of myself. I didn't run out of content. I wrote down things that I wanted to talk about, or I put them in a Trello. I had everything ready to go so I could just boom, 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 get out the episodes. I had good chat room participation. People were posting photos of me when I was younger, skinnier, hotter, all that kind of stuff. But it was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. And then for the week, for last week, I really just wanted to rest because we were keeping my mom's dog, which I talked about, or my parents' dog. She was such a handful because puppy. I mean, just puppy. And plus getting ready for the Pride 48 event. We had traveled a few weeks before, come back, hit the ground running to get ready, you know, from Iceland to get ready for the event. And it just, everything was so crazy. I was like, oh, I need to have a week to just rest. And so that's what I did. I released those episodes and I love podcasting and I love releasing, you know, doing these shows for you guys. But it was good to have a break, you know, to just relax, you know, after work, be done, just be able to watch an episode of Bones or whatever before I cook dinner and that sort of thing and just kind of, you know, chill out. It doesn't take me too long to do a episode of Geeky Gay. I record, you know, for like 10 to 12 minutes and then it probably takes me another 5 minutes to edit, maybe 10 minutes sometimes. And then post it. So within a half an hour, I'm done on a daily basis. So yeah, so the week, not much to report during the week. I was spending a lot of time doing work stuff because I had, I had attended a training session the week before. That was another thing that really took a lot of my time during the work day because it was an in-person training and I was going to review the training for my bosses. And so last week I spent some time creating a document that's like, oh, here, you know, here's my review basically of the boot camp, of the developer boot camp. And so I was doing that. Plus I was working on a video to basically an overview of one of the products that I manage. And actually, I feel like I did a good job. It took me about a week and a half to do it. I had written a storyboard a week or two before, and that took a little bit of time to write with like my script and my narration. I did use ChatGPT to help me with that because why not? And I've never done a video like this before, so I was like, okay, I think I need a storyboard. I think I need to know like what's going to go in each scene, what the narration is going to be, all that. I recorded the narration. And which again, I haven't done a lot of recording of narration. We've discussed before that I'm not great at reading scripts, but I did it. And then I spent last week just finding video, you know, footage and creating screenshots and screen records of the product and coming up with all the different graphics for the various scenes. And I was really happy with how it turned out, actually. And so I basically no one had assigned it to me. I just had said, hey, you know what? I'm the product manager. We're releasing a welcome page. We're putting a welcome page out that's going into production this quarter. And our UX designer had put spots for a couple of videos, one like onboarding video, how to onboard to the product, and one for just an overview. And I said, I'll do the videos. I'm going to start with the overview. So I kind of assigned it to myself because I think, you know, audio and video is a skill that I have, and, you know, and so I might as well start using that a little bit. I had talked about doing a podcast at work before, but that has not materialized yet. So I thought, you know what, I'll start with these onboarding and, like, getting started videos, because I have multiple products, so now I can move to other products and do an onboarding for them as well. And if bosses like it, they might start saying, hey, would you do an onboarding video for this? And maybe I can pivot into doing a little bit more content creation and stuff like that. That would be kind of fun. But anyway, it turned out great. I got some really good reviews from my bosses and from the people that I showed it to. And I love that. I love positive feedback. And so that's how I spent my week. And pretty much the week was, we still had Tabitha. Thank God she's gone now. I mean, she's back with my parents. They got back on Saturday. But we were still keeping her. She did start to settle down a little bit. She was peeing less by the end of the time that she was with us. She still did sometimes, but I didn't excite her quite as much anymore after being with me for 2 weeks. So that kind of started settling down. And so it got a little bit more manageable. I think the next time we keep her, whenever that's going to be, maybe she'll have grown up a little bit more and be less spastic, I guess. So anyway, that's how I spent my week. That's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.